Thank you so much, PBS Radio, for broadcasting this show with Win Free and Terry Brown on the Monday evening. Today it is May the 20th, 2019. Another Monday evening call, 1 hour. And I do not know what the topic is or if we... Actually, he was yesterday, he brought up a topic during the Sunday grid healing, although I forgot what it was. We will find out. In the meantime, as we wait for people to join in, also on the phone line, as this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call, we will listen to a little piano music. Thank you all for being here.
Hello, I'm Jim Leeds, solo pianist, and I have here about 10 minutes of my favorite melodies, and I hope you enjoy them.
Did you find it?
I haven't looked yet.
Okay.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Welcome to you, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Hello.
Hi, how'd you do with your daughter this weekend, past weekend?
You mean in relation to what?
To her awards.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. Today cool. She got also, when we drive back, she drove back from school, just got home. Said, oh, look at that, I'm got number one at the fair with her, what do you call it? With her craft work.
Picture. That's awesome.
Yeah. So she's happy. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Welcome to you, Shirley.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Think we'll be on time tonight?
That cannot be because we're too late already.
Oh. All right.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to you, Jane.
Thank you.
You're welcome. More people have tuned in. Welcome to you all. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Dr. Art in Hampton, Virginia.
Welcome to you, Dr. Art.
Thank you,
Dr.
sir.
Art.
Hey.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi. This is Jennifer from Greensburg, PA.
Hello, Jennifer. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. Hi, Prudy. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Jennifer.
And I welcome all those folks that are listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you so much for being here. And I welcome the next caller on the phone line. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Good evening. Thank you so much for being
Terry.
Here.
Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Right after this one-hour show, we will go into our Whole Planet Healing session, which is only accessible by phone. It's a conference call. You can find the information at wholeplanethealing.com. And I will also give you the phone number right now, which is 712-770-4340 with the access code of 250-513-pound. 712-770-4340, access code 250-513-pound, where we first gather, chat around a little bit, and then Win usually reads an excerpt from channeled material, thereafter he leads a planetary and personal meditation. Just we put global issues in the love light. And also, of course, you can put your own personal issues in the love light when you participate. 1, 2.
3, 4.
All right. Let me make sure. I don't see my voice showing up.
You sound good.
All right. And we wait for Wind to present himself here, hopefully shortly. Terry, do you know if Wind is nearby?
Yeah, he's nearby. He went to call right now.
Okay.
I think tonight he was thinking of reading something that was, there was some information on Gaia TV and cosmic disclosure. If he sticks with his plan that he talked about on Sunday, he's going to talk more about that tonight.
But it's unlikely for him to stick to his plan, as usual.
I know.
Welcome to the call.
It is Wynn.
Hello, Wynn. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for being here. Thank everybody for being here.
All right.
I'm going to start in just a moment. Heis, what were you doing just before I checked in?
Talking about you.
You were?
Yes.
Uh-oh. What did you
say? I was talking to Terry to see if you were on your way.
Mm-hmm.
And then she brought up what you had planned to read here on the call tonight. He said if he sticks to his plan, and I said it's very unlikely that he's going to stick to his plan, knowing him.
Well, I just might. I just might. I was
all
thinking
right
about it.
All right.
And
yay.
I would like to say your name and your city. I went down in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody. Hi,
Don.
I forgot it was Monday.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don. Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Everybody.
Please stick to your plan, Wynn, because I'm really interested in that subject.
Me too.
Who's that?
Jeannie,
okay. Well, I'll stick to it. I'll stick to it. You know, we need a lot of positive energy to talk about this stuff. Because we don't have that many people. This is just the core group holding the space. And if you're listening on BBS, send me an email, winfrey@yahoo.com. I want to know you're there. Because I always wonder if people are listening, actually. But here, I will start the recording. I will leave the lines open for a moment.
This conference is being recorded.
This is May 20th, 2019. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. Terry, are you there? I better get you to say hello before you fall asleep.
Hi, I'm here. I'm here.
You sound pretty awake.
Yeah, I'm awake.
Mm-hmm. All right. And, let's see, who all is here tonight? I was going to, I said yesterday, there was something that I had become aware of this past week which was fascinating to me because it was a way that I have got this idea, and our sources have said it, that one of the advantages, there's two advantages that the positive has over the negative. One of them is supposedly 10 times more positive than the other side than there is negative. And by negative, we're talking about service to self. We're talking about beings that would like to control this realm, but they're not such an organized team. It goes down, everything goes from the bottom to the top. Now, the negative doesn't go as high as the positive. Any of you understand why that is? Would you like
when
to
you
say
get
your
to
name
the sixth?
I dropped out.
Sorry. Let's move the thing size. Okay, thank you. Why can... Who was that? Was that Jeannie?
Yeah. I was going to say, the negative can't go up to the sixth dimension because there's no deceit up there. There's no possible way that you can deceive anyone or lie. Everybody knows what everybody else is thinking and intending. And is that what you meant?
Well, yes. That's one of the things, okay? The negative, at the higher realms, there is what our groups call the law of one, which means it's true on all the realms. On all the realms, I guess I'm going to mute everybody unless, and I'll unmute you. Too many of you talking, thinking, making noise. Okay. Hang on.
Muted.
At the higher realms, the law of one, works on all realms. Everything is part of the same source. But how many people can access that in the lower realms? You kind of have to work at it to access it because we don't experience that we're part of each other in this realm. We experience that we're separate from each other. We experience that we have needs. We need money. We need sex. We need all kinds of things because we have bodies that are physicalized. And it's easy to feel separated and competitive with other beings in this realm, or even condescending. I remember I used to feel condescending towards people. When I was younger, I said, hey, I'm really smart. I'm smarter than other people. That gives me a reason to feel good about myself. Now, that was not really self-worth. Not real self-worth. That was ego and looking down on other people. And so in this realm, that is a common occurrence, which is one of the reasons this realm has so much hardship in it. Because if you give people a chance and you try to be nice and loving, very oftentimes, you end up involved with someone or more than one person who are not that way back at you. And what you've done, in the words of Jesus, is thrown your pearls before swine. All right, let's just see here. If anyone... Hang on.
Unmuted.
Who here has thrown their pearls before swine ever in their life?
Everybody.
Yes.
Come on,
yes.
Guys, be honest.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes. And did you get
sure.
Hurt? Yeah. How many lost money because of that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course.
How many broke their hearts because of that?
Oh, yeah.
One person saying, oh, yes. I guess the rest
oh,
of
yeah.
Are... Okay.
They're thinking
we are,
it.
Sure.
Yeah. But you know what? It's part of the experience of learning and growth and
mm-hmm.
building spiritual muscle to
right.
have that happen to you.
That's right.
So... You know, I think when I was younger, I was very innocent, and particularly when I had all my miraculous synchronicities, and it was very interesting, because what I found was, I had them when I actually had nothing. I didn't have any money. I didn't have, sometimes I didn't have a car. I left myself be totally vulnerable to the world. So there was nothing much that someone else could get from me at that point. And that was a protection in of itself, except that's why probably some people end up homeless. But the one thing that was different about myself is I had developed gifts to exchange with people. And when I would travel around, either I would play music, or I would do astrology charts, or I would do something that gave me the ability to be of service and to contribute to someone else's life. And it would be like, I would be going from one situation to the next, and it was very ungrounded, but it was miraculous, because I wasn't just homeless. I guess officially I was homeless. Actually, you know, yeah, officially I would have been homeless, but I didn't think of myself as homeless, because people were always putting me up, and it was like it was always the same person, but different bodies. And it was an experience that I said, oh, my God, people don't realize how magical everything could be. And I said, I'm going to put this in my song so people get it. And then as soon as I went to try to build something, build a career, you know, I had that in my mind. It was a different world. It didn't work the same way. So, in the world, it's really tricky to deal with the possessions and the things you need in the world without getting and not lose track of the law of one. And the world is filled with predators who would want to take advantage of you, given the chance. You know, I wrote a poem about that a long time ago, which I'll read. It's called The Meek. I don't think anyone ever heard that. Did you guys ever hear The Meek? No. Terry, did you hear The Meek?
Mm-hmm.
In any case, so at the higher realms and the sixth density, supposedly the service to self thins out as you get into the higher realms, but they're more powerful. And the thing about service to self is they're all trying to be the top dog. So the reason, the other advantage of the positive is it can create groups that hold together, not for self-serving purposes, but for the highest good of contributing to the evolution of the universe and the planet and each other. Because we're all on an evolutionary track, but we don't have to evolve. And many people don't. They just go through repeating the same cycle over and over again. And it's interesting because I've gotten to know, in some cases, who people were in past lives. And I got to know them personally. And I could see, I studied the past life, and I could see them repeating the pattern of that life. Even in spite of the fact of the evidence that there was something else happening, and new data, and new information, and new potentials. I do believe what we're doing on these calls offer new potentials. Offers new potentials for all of you who keep coming back. And, you know, maybe it's just enough to come in and listen to the calls and support Whole Planet Healing. But I believe there's more potentials than that. And there's more opportunities to be of service, because we're dealing with the new energies on the planet. It means, who is that? Well, the lines are still open, so don't sneeze into the mic. I think the lines are still open. Are the lines still open? Can you guys all hear me?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's all right. So, you know, I had read about something in the raw material where they said only service to others can do a group soul and have it last for millenniums of time, millions of years. Imagine that. Imagine you're in the same group energy for millions of years, because the group energy is what gives the power to hold the positive side of the universe together. And in the service to self, people can come together for mutual advantage. Hang on a second. Let me...
Muted.
People can come together all the time for mutual advantage. I remember a thing in the I Ching that I read when I was younger that was very inspiring at the time. It said, even crooks, even when people have common purposes, they can hold together. And when the purpose dissolves, the holding together dissolves. Even thieves can hold together. Bank robbers can hold together while they're doing their nefarious purpose. And only those relationships that were based on inner truth. Now, I didn't explain what inner truth was, but that I would say that were honoring the evolution of the universe, the evolution of each person. Only those relationships based on inner truth can hold together indefinitely. And I recognized the truth of that when I was younger. That was in the I Ching. And there's a lot of truth in the I Ching that I used to be amazed that I even understood it. I said, my God, how come everybody doesn't understand this? Well, they didn't, but I did. And I didn't know why. I didn't know my background, my previous lifetimes, my karma. I just knew that I understood it and that it was wise beyond belief. So there's a situation that came to my attention last week of what I would call was a service to self group that did not look like it was service to self. It looked like it was service to others. And I happened to know they were service to self because I was involved briefly with that group. And I did a lot of research on it to see what I was getting myself into. And it was that TV station, and I don't think I'm going to mention their name, but I might. The internet TV broadcaster that is broadcasting all of this new age, seemingly positive stuff, having positive people on. And one of the reasons I paid attention to it was because David Wilcock became their biggest star. And for a period of time, they were advertising David Wilcock all over the internet. It was almost impossible to do any kind of Google search without saying, watch David Wilcock here. And then if you had paid attention to it, David brought Corey Good into it. And Corey and David became co-hosts. And there were things they were saying that just seemed terribly off to me. Like they were talking about some blue avians and that were the group that created the raw material, which didn't make sense. And Corey Good was talking about going to sleep and ending up on a spaceship and commiserating with a bunch of aliens that were giving him all this inside information. Now, I didn't study it. I stopped taking the time for it. And it was rather hard for me to want to promote the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, at all, because I felt like I was partially responsible for the propagation of a bunch of negative stuff, and that the book gave David Wilcock a certain amount of legitimacy, and people would tend to believe what he said because of the Edgar Cayce connection. And it was somewhat of a conundrum for me because because the book is good. Many of you have read it. The channelings that were coming through David were phenomenal. The wisdom. And yet David was not seemingly a product of his own work. And even in one of the channelings, they said, David, get your ego out of the way. We can stop disasters on your planet. Let our messages come through. Now, I have to, when I talk about this, I have to say David may hear this because it's on the air, and he probably scans and looks for stuff. And David, you made a huge contribution to my life, and your sessions were awesome and helpful and inspiring. And once the book came out, David and I stopped talking to each other, and he went down this path. And I had the sense that he did it, and I left my jury out for a long time. And it's still out, okay? Because one of the things that David and I both knew was this Edgar Cayce reading, where through Edgar Cayce, they were talking about Edgar Cayce, but they didn't say Edgar Cayce, they said the priest, because they were talking about the past life of Edgar Cayce, who was Ra-Ta, who, we've talked about this in the past, who made a connection with the Ra group, and they actually manifested bodies in that time. And the Edgar Cayce reading said the priest would return in 1998 and may be a liberator of the world. And David became aware of being Edgar Cayce in 1998. And he went to Virginia Beach to try to get some support for that idea. And so one could interpret that prophecy from Edgar Cayce to mean that whoever was Edgar Cayce would become aware of it. And the return of the Edgar Cayce team working through that person would occur sometime around 1998. Now, I will say, it might have been at the end of 1997 that David started having those realizations. And I took the best of all his channelings at the time, and half the book were his channelings. And they were inspiring. I had a reading from him. It was phenomenally deep. And it helped me tremendously. So I can say that I don't have any regrets of writing that book. But I wasn't sure if I had unleashed a monster, because David was now involved in a series of public things that were really negative in my, from my perception. And quite recently, it all started coming out for the first time publicly. People have been posting and talking about it. And it's kind of mind-blowing, and I'm going to share some of it this evening, because it gives you an idea of how something which seems positive, a group which seems positive, doing positive things, actually has a lot of service to self in it. And even though some of the people that were involved in that group were positive, and even I was involved, because everybody wants to get their work out, and I believe in the work I'm doing. And Terry and I were there, and we were on the air. And, but that's when, before we got there, that's when I did all this research, and I said to myself, there's something wrong here. And what was happening is there was the show called Cosmic Disclosure that was the most popular show on this TV network. But behind the scenes, there was all this incredible backbiting Now, as I share this, I am not going to say that everything I share is true, because I don't have the first-hand information, and these are other people talking. And, you know, I can see what happens is it gets into people trying to get the upper hand on other people. And instead of bringing through higher truth, they're bringing through this person is a fraud, and this person's a fraud, and this person is deceitful. And I share this not to be part of pointing fingers at people, but to point fingers at people who are pointing fingers at people, and to look at the mess that ends up coming out of it, okay? And just a moment here, and let me look this up. So, to give you some of the players, we have a guy named Yerka, who is the head of this company, who happens to be a billionaire and put the money behind it. And then we have a guy by the name of Jay, who was the producer of all the shows there and deciding which shows go out in the world. Okay? And then we have David Wilcock, who was the most popular show, who was on there for 7 years. And then we have Patty Greer, who some of you may know this, but a number of months ago, David resigned from Gaia TV, and his resignation letter, was saying he was resigning because Gaia TV was a Luciferian organization. Now, supposedly, that letter was not supposed to get public. And that at the end of some of David's cosmic disclosure shows, they were running advertisements for other shows that David was making the contention were luciferic. Now, what is nobody is innocent here. People are making things up, and they're all, you know, they've got their public reputations, and they're also earning a living. And here is an article. It's called "The Fall of Gaia Inc." David Wilcock's resignation letter. Intellectual property theft, hostile work environment, and Corey Good's impending $50 million lawsuit. I'm not going to read the whole thing here, because I don't even know if everything in this is true. And I'm not saying this guy who wrote this has the corral on truth. But he reveals enough stuff. Let's see. You know, during the course of the past year, there were a bunch of employees of that organization that organized and were making a public, they didn't give their names, but they identified them as employees, public statements about how things were off there. And now here, in the early part of 2018, the viewers of Cosmic Disclosure series noticed a negative shift in the quality of the show production and decrease in a number of episodes featuring Corey Good. According to Gaia Insiders, an alleged military black project insider, Emery Smith, one of Wilcox insiders, and the most notable subject of his published books, was rumored to be Good's replacement on Cosmic Disclosure, which was produced by Jay Widener, a former senior director for content production. Good was slated to have his own show on Gaia called Above Cosmic Disclosure, which was supposed to air in January of 2018. Gaia customer service would not answer any questions regarding the airing of Above Cosmic Disclosure, which, needless to say, never occurred. Any questions and comments inquiring about Gaia employee movement, Good, and Wilcox were removed from the Gaia platform. The explosive confirmation about the employee movement's claims of a toxic work environment came in the form of an alleged Wilcox resignation letter, in effect making his personal reasons for leaving Gaia public. The letter alleged that Wilcox resigned from Gaia due to a highly hostile and abusive work environment, promotion of Luciferianism, and manipulative business practices. Several weeks before the resignation letter was leaked, Corey Good was rumored to have been fired from his position as co-host of Cosmic Disclosure series after taking his first legal action to protect his intellectual property. However, at this time, the timing and reasons for Good leaving Gaia remain unclear. Neither Wilcox or Good made public statements on the heels of this leak, which prompted investigations by citizen investigators and journalists, as well as reporting by YouTube personalities, to explore long-standing rumors regarding Gaia and claims in the alleged resignation letter circulating in Boulder and in social media. At this time, neither Wilcox or Good knew how the alleged letter was leaked. According to insider testimony, both Wilcox and Good are now aware that Emery Smith was responsible for leaking the alleged Wilcox resignation letter. It appears that Smith was working with Widener. Now, Widener was the guy who was the producer behind Good and Wilcox backs on permanently replacing Good as the co-host of the Cosmic Disclosure series, while still working with Good and Wilcox on other projects, such as the movie Above Majestic. Emery Smith It is widely known that a world-renowned crop circle researcher and journalist, Patty Greer, was one of the multitudes of public individuals initially contacted by Jim. Greer is a well-known and in-the-know fixture in the Boulder community who incurred tremendous financial losses and emotional pain and suffering due to Gaia's unethical business practices and suppression of her crop circle film. It is critical to add that Widener has been public about his contempt of Greer, as documented in online rants and witnessed by former and current Gaia employees and talent. As a well-established journalist and YouTube personality, Greer shared with the public all employee movement emails, which were sent to her anonymously. As a consequence of her fearless exercise of free speech and Gaia Inc. management's enmity towards her, Gaia currently has a $1 million lawsuit against her for slander. The lawsuit was filed not only as an attempt to silence her, but as a warning to our community that if anyone else speaks negatively about Gaia, they too will face a lawsuit. In addition, Widener and other Gaia management employees have reached out to various high-level news and radio outlets, blocking Greer from participating in any events. This tactic has been employed with good as well and continues to this day. Why would event organizers not invite back a speaker such as Good, who has consistently sold out their events and produced a current hit documentary? Now, just because Good has done that, that doesn't mean he's on the right track and his information is accurate, because I don't believe it is. You know, I believe he may believe it is, but he has been psyoped to believe it, and it's not true, or it's mixed truth. An excellent example of Gaia Inc.'s influence in our community is the apparent control Jay Widener and Gaia exercise over the host of Fade to Black Radio. For witness testimony, both the host and his wife have been heard criticizing Good and Wilcox's character and testimony in front of attendees at various events. During 2017, Good is said to have approached Gaia's upper management and executives on multiple occasions to complain about the hostile work environment created by producer and content director Jay Widener and the company's CEO, not honoring verbal agreements regarding Good's role and contract at Gaia. Over a span of 6 months, Good was reassured that all of his concerns would be addressed and resolved. However, just the opposite occurred. According to witnesses, the CEO of Gaia is known for his tyrannical and dictatorial micromanaging business executive style and does not like his authority challenged, even when he was in the wrong. And then, several witnesses confirmed that Widener covertly attempted to remove Good from the Cosmic Disclosure series for over a year and had recorded imposters and other insider guests with Wilcox and himself. Okay, I should say, I have to read the... Gaia was intentionally seeking and lining up imposter insiders, also known as live-action role players, LARPs, to keep the Cosmic Disclosure series alive for as long as possible. These recordings allegedly include obscene rants by Widener launching invective at both Good and Wilcock. At the same time, Good was becoming increasingly worried and uncomfortable about the aggressive pursuit by management for his participation in interviews with Larks, which he kept refusing. Several witnesses confirmed that Widener covertly attempted to remove Good from the Cosmic Disclosure series for over a year and had recorded various imposters and other insider guests with Wilcock and himself as hosts behind Good's back. Reportedly, when Good confronted Wilcock about this, he confirmed that Widener specifically was leading the change to squeeze Good out of the series. Despite Good receiving multiple assurances from Gaia's management that Cosmic Disclosure was his show and that he had full rights to determine the guest's lineup, Widener produced dozens of Cosmic Disclosure episodes with alleged insiders without Good's knowledge or consent. Good then allegedly confronted the CEO and another lead executive about Cosmic Disclosure episodes being taped behind his back with a lineup of LARPs and was told this behavior on Widener's part would cease, but it never did. I mean, I don't know if you're getting that, but what they're putting on and interviewing is people who are fakes, fake insiders, who have made up stories so they can keep their ratings and keep people watching. You know what? We have 2 minutes left. And if you want to read this, it's on onstellar.com blogs. The Fall of Gaia, Inc. The Fall of Gaia, Inc. But here we... I want to put all of this in the garbage can now. This is really low stuff for me to be talking about. And I normally don't do it, but because in this case, I've had, like, personal involvement with the whole thing at somewhat of a distance. And I never got hooked in the whole thing. I mean, I remember thinking at one time, maybe I would get a show on Gaia. But I realized after I was on it that I did not want a show. I did not want attention in that way. And in the service to self arena, attention is a commodity. Attention is power. And you can see all of these people. There's no one here that turns out looking good. And this guy seems to be somewhat, how would I say it? Somewhat sympathetic to Corey Good. And Corey Good may believe what he's saying, but Terry and I both have decided that he is being manipulated. And so is David. David has been doing this insider thing for a long time. And once you're doing insiders, how do you know what their motivation is, what the truth is? And this is just, I think, one example of something which is widespread across the board to suck people. Look, I just let it suck an hour of our energy, and I'm not going to do that again. But it sucks people's energy. It's like looking at gossip. Like looking at people who you thought were positive and having them discredited before your eyes and realizing all the conflict, competition, backbiting, talking that goes on. And it's like the original premise is the negative can't hold it together because of the way they compete with each other. And I thought this was an extremely good example of that. And on that note, I'm going to open the mics. And I hope those of you that found that disgusting and wise when talking about that, I apologize because I don't normally do that. And I do look at these things and I become aware of them. And I stay emotionally neutral, but it's not catching me up. But if I was looking at how much money I'm making all the time, I would be clamoring for more attention. And
unmuted.
I hope that wasn't too boring. Was that boring?
No.
Revealing.
I was watching Elton Weber and found it very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, Alfred Weber is the one who was putting a lot of this up, and I've been on his show 4 or 5 times. He likes me, likes my work, and he does try to be helpful in helping people understand what's going on. And, he used to be a judge, so he approaches things like right and wrong and who's at fault and whatever. But I think he's got a high intention. And anyone else want to say anything before we move over to Whole Planet Healing? Lift all this garbage out. Good. We will see you in a moment, and thanks for being here.
Your conference recording has stopped.
Goodbye, all. Much love.
Much love to all.
Thank you.